Donegal prides itself on tourism. It prides itself on doing business now in the new era of green development and all this. So it's quite extraordinary to think that we have such a problem with signage across the county, you know, corrugated signage just being stuck up on roads and junctions, entrances to towns. And I think one of the examples they gave was in the seaside resort of Bundoran. You know, there's an alleyway of signs meeting you as you enter the county, but it's the same all through the county. I was in Inishowen last week and I've seen the same thing. It's rife in Letterkenny, the biggest town in the county. And you have to ask, why does Donegal County Council have bylaws to state quite clearly that it's illegal to erect the signage? And you have to ask the question as well, where is the enforcement? If this county is really serious about doing business and tourism, you know, this blight on the county, on the roads, on the entry to towns, all along the Wild Atlantic Way, this signage needs to be removed. And to be quite honest, at this stage, because of the lack of enforcement and because of the lack of ignorance from the people who are erecting these signs, into the fact that, you know, it really is affecting tourism. So, to be quite honest, if the County Council aren't going to, you know, enforce the bylaws as regards these signs which are littering the county from top to bottom, well, you know, we may as well forget about tourism. There's no point in having the conversation anymore. And you just have to wonder, you know, why it continues and what is the point of having bylaws if they aren't enforceable.
And indeed, the businesses themselves will say that they haven't been enforced the laws. So what will they do now? What would you say to them?
Well, any business that needs to go out put an 8x4 plastic sign on the Dry Arch roundabout or on the Drumlanagh roundabout in Donegal Town or up at Mallon Head on one of the most scenic points in the county or over in Slieve League, they'd really want to cop on to themselves. There is social media now. There's local radio. There's the local press. There's Twitter. There's Facebook. You know, there's never been as many platforms for advertising as there is today in 2017. So if anyone wants an answer as to why, you know, where else you can advertise, there's loads of answers. But why one feels running a business or running anything, running an event, that you need to go out and put a sign on a roundabout. And if there's 10 more businesses come out and put a sign on a roundabout, well, then you have 11 signs on a roundabout. You know, if you have six businesses that or six organisations that put signs on the entry into Letterkenny on the Wild Atlantic Way, well, if 60 more businesses come out of Letterkenny, then you have 66 signs. So is this good for the look of the county? No, it's not. And to be quite honest, it's time Donegal County Council got its act together. And indeed, also the local business chambers and organisations in each towns up and down the county and other groups as well, which are responsible. You know, there's a lot of good people in the county who are doing a lot of hard work through Tidy Towns and through regeneration, voluntary work. And their work has been lost because you have this blight of signage all across the county, in particular all across the route of the Wild Atlantic Way that we are, you know, parading as being the saviour for tourism in this county, which it is. I have no doubt about that. I'm involved in tourism myself, but I don't believe that this signage problem should continue and it shouldn't be allowed to continue.